Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Kavanagh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Hi everybody, this is Alice from Community Education Arts, and today I just wanted to briefly address the controversy that's in the news recently about the film Gone with the Wind. Again, it's difficult for me because our project, our NICE project this year, has Gone with the Wind as one of our choices of books. And there's so many differences between the book and the film. I really don't want people to see them as the same thing. Very few movies are better than the book, and this is certainly the case for me for Gone with the Wind. The book is for me a much richer, detailed, better story, if you will, than the film. And so I wanted to at least address a little bit about the controversy. Sarah E. addressed it a little in our last episode when she was discussing her take on the value in reading literature that has problematic content. And so although I'm going to today discuss a little bit about the film, I hope my points could also apply to literature. I personally believe that film and television are powerful influencers of culture, for good or bad. And I recognize that HBO Max does intend to reestablish Gone with the Wind in its library of films with an added discussion of its historical context and a denouncement of racist depictions. I'd say good for them. That is definitely a wonderful thing to do. I have two suggestions or ideas that I actually emailed them and asked them if they would do this. I don't think they'll answer me, but I strongly believe that their discussion needs to include that the movie is different from the actual book, and that the film's racism was actually in large part due to Selznick's own racism. Mitchell's book makes much more clear that the Old South and slave culture are not to be longed for. A lot of people cite the movie's introductory words that scroll at the beginning of the film as, boom, right there, you know it's racist, it's, you know, dreams of the Old South and all that. And those words are not in the book. That was something that did not come from the original written story. And that was one thing I thought that they should make clear, because the film is its own entity, if you will. Another thing that I think we should all think about, including HBO Max and other streaming services and such, that, you know, singling out one film is not, I don't want to say it's wrong, but I'm not sure what the word is. It's not really effective. Systemic racism and negative stereotypes exist in all films and TV that depict Black Americans, and of course Blacks all over the world, in negative stereotypes. Even films and TV shows that are on the right side of trying to be anti-racist can have negative stereotyping through dialect, character depiction, hate behavior directed towards certain characters, etc., etc. So, you know, I guess a question would be, ought we ask HBO Max to add historical context discussions and announcements for every single film and TV show from any time period, whenever it was made, whenever the story is set in, that has any dialect in it, any racist depictions of Black Americans from any time period, any racist depictions or dialect in non-American made films and TV shows as well. I mean, honestly, that would be like all films, right? All films, all TV shows directed by anyone, whether, you know, filmmakers were white or people of color. You know, there's just, the list would just go on and on and on of films that would need, you know, historical context and a denouncement of any racist or unpleasant stereotypes of any minority group. The other thing that I was thinking about is, you know, what about popular films, TV shows that simply just exclude people of color and any diversity at all? The list of films and TV shows that have done that is also very long. And in the context of the influence of culture, of television and film being such strong influences for culture, shouldn't are we obligated to say, hey, before you watch this TV show or this film, we, whoever is, you know, hosting it on their service, we would like you to know that we recognize it does not include people of color. It does not include any diversity. It's a all white production. I don't know. I mean, I feel like that, you know, kind of perpetuates this the dominance of white people in the arts just as much as negative stereotypes and depictions of non-whites. So the thing for me is that, you know, film and television are so powerful in terms of influencing culture, and I'm just not sure that singling out any one film is appropriate when the entire history of film and TV is rife with prejudice, discrimination, and intolerant behavior towards, let's face it, all people of color, all women, all religions, ethnicities, you name it. If it's a minority group, and minority doesn't always mean population size, it just means that group does not have the power and authority that the dominant group has, okay? So any non-white, predominantly male, you know, group is going to be a minority. So I probably should say also heterosexual is the dominant, more powerful group. So anyway, I think that's something that's really this issue with the film Gone with the Wind has brought up for me a lot of other issues. For example, when I emailed HBO Max, I asked them to strongly, you know, denounce patriarchal abuses and prejudices and discrimination against women in pretty much every single film and TV show that's ever been made. As I'm sure most people are aware, including HBO Max, about 99% of all films and television exhibit a patriarchal bias against women. This is not something new. This is something that people have known for a long time. And gender equality deserves discussions of its historical context and a denouncement from, you know, the hosting services that are putting those out there for culture to absorb. The same would be true of of any films and TV shows that depict any kind of, I don't know how to say it, but like, you know, sometimes it's very the subtlety of patriarchal bias can come in so many ways. It can come in, you know, the condescension, the suggestive remarks. You know, this is true for LGBTQA persons, for women, for all people of color and ethnicities, and so I really feel like, you know, the recognition that straight white male dominance is what we are being fed in so much film and television so heavily, that would be an important thing to kind of try to change in our culture. If we single out only one film, then we're kind of denying that film and television have given us this history in our culture that, you know, straight white male dominance is acceptable. It's the norm. You don't even blink. You don't even notice it in most of the film and TV that's out there, but it's there. And singling out one film doesn't really help us fight against the systemic inequalities that exist in our world. I'm not saying they shouldn't put a disclaimer like they're discussing, they plan to do with Gone with the Wind, because I think the film does have, you know, awful problematic content in it, that, you know, it's something that is in so many films, that those kind of depictions from, you know, all kinds of time periods of films being made, from quite recently to way back in the day when Gone with the Wind was made. Gone with the Wind isn't the only film that depicts black people the way it does. I mean, there are a lot of films out there, and it'll be interesting to see how HBO Max deals with all of those films. Are they going to put a similar disclaimer at the front of all the films that have negative, problematic stereotyping or content, depictions, dialect, characterizations? I mean, there's a lot of words to describe the problem, but it'd be interesting to see if they go further than just Gone with the Wind, the film. So those are some questions that, you know, popped up into my head. I'm not sure how I feel about all of the issues. I'm glad they're doing what they're doing with the film. I just wish it wasn't like a whack-a-mole, here's this thing that popped up, let's hit it on that this one film on the head. I wish that companies like Warner Media, which is HBO Max is owned by Warner Media, I wish they would look at film and television at large, in general, at the dominance of straight white male perspective, if that's a calmer way to describe the dominance in film and television, and address the larger issues that go beyond, you know, the one film, Gone with the Wind. That's something I do feel strongly about, but I also feel like I want to end this little discussion with, you know, with the idea, let's get back to the novel, okay? We're, you know, with our nice project this year, Gone with the Wind is a book. It's a novel. It's fiction, you know. So I want to end on that note, that we're going back to our discussion in terms of the book. And if you haven't read the book, you know, maybe, as Sarah E. noted in her discussion, it's long, you know. It could be your summer reading, you know. Maybe check it out and see what you think about it. Especially if you've seen the movie. It's interesting to me that people who have seen the movie but not read the book feel so strongly about it. I wonder if their, and it being the movie, I wonder if their opinion of the movie would be affected if they read the book, because the two are such different things. The two are such different works of art. So I hope we can continue our discussions and find relevance and reason to continue to look at literature that has problematic content. I agree with Sarah E. that by continuing to address the problematic content in projects and in terms of creativity and what it, you know, how it inspires, how it inspires you to maybe create artwork or just think differently to kind of battle against the problems that the problematic content illustrate in our culture, I think it is of value. So I hope that we will be able to continue discussing problematic content every year in all the books we choose. This year, with Gone with the Wind being one of our four books, it's going to be interesting. It's going to take us down a lot of rabbit holes. So off we go. Onward. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org.
This activity made possible in part with support from the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency.
We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.